Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's April Fools. I've got really good news. You don't have to worry about anything happening here. We're not going to try to prank you in any way. We're not allowed to.
Yeah, we're just going to pull that back before anybody gets in trouble here.
Right. So it's happened in the past before. Whenever there's some kind of April Fools prank that you try to play on the air, inevitably something terrible will happen.
it's either you're elaborate and it's a good prank and therefore somebody's going to get upset about it and angry, or it's terrible and it just falls flat.
Right. Yep. And then the lawyers call and then right. It becomes an issue. So here's the thing. We're not allowed to do April Fools. And I am A-okay with that because I hate April Fool's Day.
There's a lot of pressure that comes with it to be good. Mm-hmm. And if it truly is something that shocks you and is funny, again, it's usually somewhat offensive. I don't want April Fool's jokes in my house or in my life, if I'm being honest.
Me neither. And you know what? The country is split. They did a poll and they found out that 45% of people like April Fools. They find it amusing. And 47% say it's annoying and that we should get rid of it altogether. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything to get rid of. Like, what are we banning?
You can't stop crazy people from doing the things they do.
Right.
Like when I'm flipping through and I see the YouTube video of like a couple playing pranks on each other and somebody puts butter on the floor or something like that, I laugh for a minute. But immediately by the end of the video, I always say, in my house, that would be the end.
There'd be a problem.
That would be the end of things.
My daughter Hayden, my older daughter, she's 12 now. When she was younger, she would try to do like funny pranks. And it was cute when a kid does it.
Right.
You know, like she would take a sponge and cover it in Nutella and pretend like it was a brownie. And then we would pretend to bite into it and we were just biting a sponge. And then inevitably I would be sad because I really wanted a brownie, you know, and I would almost just eat the sponge.
See, no matter what, there's some sort of heartbreak associated with it.
I remember one year we did what we thought was the tamest April Fool's joke on the air was that we did a normal break. We were just talking about whatever was happening in the news that day.
Mm-hmm.
But the co-host that I had at the time just kept playing cat sound effects in the background.
Okay.
So we would just be talking about the weather and what a beautiful day it is today and all that. But in the background, you would just hear this little cat whining. So many people pulled over out of fear that there was a cat trapped in their car that we got in so much trouble. Like, can you imagine? Like, that's what we got in trouble for?
It does happen from time to time, but the fact that you got in trouble for it, right.
Can you imagine if we put a lion sound effect? Did you think there'd be a lion in your engine?
Maybe a goat.
Right. But there's a reason why I hate April Fool's so much, Raven. Something terrible happened on April Fool's Day.
Good.
Yeah, my father used to own a huge restaurant that had a nightclub underneath it, right? This is years ago. And we got a call in the middle of the night one night. This is when I still live at home. I was a teenager.
Okay.
And they said there's been an explosion in the wine room.
Oh, my gosh.
And that there was a huge fire and like that we needed to evacuate the nightclub because it was like 2:00 in the morning.
Well, that's terrible.
So my dad is like, guys, it was April Fool's. He's like, it's not funny, guys.
Right.
He hung up, right?
Okay.
And then somebody called back.
Yeah.
And impersonating one of the firefighters.
Yeah.
And my dad is like, seriously, it's not funny, guys.
Totally not funny. Right. I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, guess what?
What?
No, that happened.
No, that was a real fire.
That was a real fire. Front page of the paper the next day.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Was safe. It was fine. But that wasn't funny on April Fool's. That's why I think we should get rid of it altogether. Don't you think?
Well, I guess that works for the nation. Right. Bad things can still happen on that day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.